This is Passport to Texas with support from the Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program. Habitat protection and hunting restrictions in place since the early 20th century saved the last wild migratory flock of whooping cranes from extinction.
Our whooping crane population in Texas is getting larger. We're approaching about 300 birds in that population now.
That's up from a low of 16. Leanne Lynham, a biologist in the Wildlife Diversity Program, says last year a few hoopers wintered farther inland than usual. To better understand this event, Texas Parks and Wildlife created a new monitoring program called Hooper Watch.
If we have whooping cranes that linger either in migration or in some of these non-traditional wintering areas, then we are training volunteers at workshops to go out and to observe those cranes in a way that's not disturbing to the cranes, but would let them gather some data for us about the habitats they're using and their behavior in those habitats.
Anyone can and should report a hooper sighting to Texas Parks and Wildlife, but if you want to go deeper, Leanne recommends taking the training.
We're using methods that are used by animal behavioralists, especially those who study cranes around the world. So our volunteers are learning some of the real techniques that biologists use. But anybody who enjoys watching wildlife and is a good observer can learn from us how to gather this data in a way that'll be really useful to us.
Find Hooper Watch information on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.